Welcome back to Super Rankings, where you come for Superman,
but stay for the Flash.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton. With me, as always,
hey everybody, it's Kenny Wendorsky.
And we watch Speed Demons.
Yes.
Yes, but also, so 3 years ago, I meant to tell you about this. 3 years ago, I got my little nephew. Actually, I got his older half-brother a SNES Classic for Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for his next birthday, I think he must have been a little jealous because he said, I want a SNES, but not this BS, fake, tiny modernist. I want the real thing, like what Uncle Ben and Aunt Rachel had when they were little.
Ooh.
So my sister got him, found him a used SNES, and we've been getting him games for it ever since. That was like 3 years ago. So just recently, my brother-in-law, his father, got him an N64 and a bunch of games, and I realized we are taking him through the history of Nintendo at double real speed.
Woo.
By the time he can afford his own consoles, he will have caught up to the modern age.
Yeah.
So I put an alert on my Google Calendar for 2024. I'm getting him a GameCube.
Nice. That's good. N64, man, I had a lot of... Ben and I, we've known each other since high school days, and yep, that was the system at the time. It was that, the PlayStation 1, and the Sega Saturn.
Yep.
I had the Saturn. Ben had the other two. And I would go over and sleep over at Ben's. We'd drink soda and eat pizza late at night and play fucking GoldenEye.
Yeah.
And Star Fox and
Mario Kart. Yep, all that
so
good stuff.
That's great. He gets to relive these classics. Do not get him Superman in 64.
No. No, that's a bad Superman. We're here to talk about a good Superman.
Superman the Animated Series?
Yeah!
Woo! Segway!
Yeah, we did it! This one's got the Flash in it.
That's right.
You go fast. It's a race.
It's the world's fastest man alive competition. It's taking place in, Times Square or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's taking place kind of everywhere. It's a big press, like cheering crowds, but this is just the starting line. This is going to be a race around the world 100 times.
For charity.
Yes.
You've got Superman, who's going to be a part of it, and some other character who's from Central City.
Which Central City?
Get a rope. That's an old salsa commercial. Anyway,
don't worry
about
it.
You'll have to Google it.
Oh, who am I kidding? That clip's going in the episode.
Nice.
New York City.
Get a rope.
You know I'll find it.
Here it is. And back to Superman. So,
yep,
the Flash joins us.
He shows up with a voice that will never not sound weird to me because I first experienced the DCAU version of the Flash in Justice League with a different voice actor.
Yeah.
Of course, Superman also had a different voice actor in Justice League, and I never know which I'm listening to. They sound the same to me.
Yeah.
But this version of the Flash sounds weird to me.
He's a hotshot. He's sarcastic. He's mouthy.
Yep. He's flirting with Lois Lane. He's the Raphael to Superman's Leonardo.
He says that he's going to win this real quick and, put the moves on Lois. And Superman's like, all right, shut up. Let's go
real fast now.
They get some armbands on.
Yep, this is going to allow the race officiators to track them via satellite so they always know where they are and presumably let the people of Earth know, by the way, two very powerful sonic booms are happening at surface level of Earth, which is going to cause a great amount of damage anywhere they go. So just be aware of that, maybe.
It's for charity.
The property damage and probable loss of life is a small price to pay.
Are you ready? On your marks, get set, go!
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna go zippy-zap. It's a blue stripe. It's a red stripe. They're neck and neck. Superman's a little behind.
They zigzag throughout the streets and on the freeway and then in the middle of nowhere in the desert.
Yep, a clear runner reference, getting our Warner Brothers pastiche in there.
Run on the ocean. They're so fast they can literally run on water, and there's a whale that hops in the air, kind of like Free Willy.
Yep.
It's another Warner Brothers movie.
You went Free Willy. I went Sonic Adventure. But,
hey!
But then Sonic Adventure came like 3-4 years after this, so
it did.
Yeah, maybe they saw this episode.
Maybe.
Yeah,
they're going real fast, and everything's fun and happy. And then a gentleman leaves who put the armbands on him.
Yep.
On this super bumpy road. He's in a military wagon.
Yep. And he takes his goatee off. It was a fake goatee.
He's not who he was.
He was man with goatee, but now he is not goatee man.
We need a name for him, but we'll get one later.
We go like half this episode before we get a name, and I'm sitting there making my notes, and I usually try and think up funny nicknames, and I'm like, I can't call him goatee man. He took it off.
He goes into his log cabin that's frozen in Winter Wonderland for reasons.
Yeah, he just sort of like crosses an invisible line. It was sunny out, and all of a sudden it's snowing. Weird.
Goes inside. He's upset.
Yep, he mad.
There's a nerd there.
Nerd!
Nerd!
No.
And the nerd's like, hey, by the way, those armbands you put on, it's great. It's creating this ionic field. It's science.
I love science.
Jibber jabber Star Trek talk.
I have glasses and a pocket protector.
I'm a nerd. Well, it turns out, though, the speed helps them use this globe that spins in this force field that creates weather.
Yes. Big weather machine powered by Superman and the Flash, who run fast.
Yes.
These two guys are brothers. One of them, the nerd, is named Ben, and the other guy is named Mark.
And Ben created this for science.
But he said, but, you know, his big brother asked him nicely, and he said, well, sure, I mean, I'll let you use it first. It's cool. And big brother said, good, I'm going to hold the world for ransom because I'm a bad guy. And the nerd said, well, dude, we could make so much money selling it for legitimate agricultural purposes, making sure people have a nice day at the beach. You know, irrigation for drought-stricken. We could make so much money. And his big brother says, no, I'm a bad guy. I want ransom money.
Oh, $1 billion.
Yeah.
And he takes this, what looks like a weightlifting dumbbell. But yeah. It's actually a wand of some sort.
Yep. It shoots zappy purple lightnings at the hollow globe. What makes weather happen, because that's how science do.
And he creates a little storm in Australia.
Yep.
They're off the shore of Australia. Yep.
Calls up the head of military peoples, which is not General Hardcastle in this
episode.
It's
not
just some lady.
Hardcastle. It's just some lady.
I mean, she's a nice lady, but she's not Hardcastle.
She's definitely not Hardcastle.
No, she's the softest castle.
But she's like, hey, what did you do? You can't do this. You can't have money. And he's like, look at all the power I can do.
Yep, I can make storm happen in Australia. Listen to these accents in your ear holes if you dare.
Yeah, get some Australian accents in there. You got a big storm that happens.
Yep, and Superman and the Flash are running by. And Superman says, hey, I know race, but I go help people.
So he goes, helps people. Yep. There's a tanker that runs aground.
Yep.
People are in danger. He helps that way while the Flash helps another way.
Yeah, they're you know, kind of trying to one-up each other. They're quipping at each other. Superman seals the leak in the oil tanker with his laser eyes, and Flash says, well, what you gonna do about all the oil, Mr. I-Beams? I will do that, the Flash, with whirlpools that make oil go away somehow.
Spins around real quick, and that's...
That's what... pretty sure that's how they handled the Exxon Valdez.
I was just going to say, you know.
with spinning.
That's why Deepwater Horizon happened, man.
Yeah, they didn't
have
the
Flash.
Spinning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we know who our villain is. Superman and Flash show up to headquarters.
Yep. They get there, and then... But they get hit by a snowstorm and encased in a big block of ice.
Superman uses his heat vision to melt out, and Flash vibrates.
Yep, vibrates and leaves a Flash-shaped hole in the ice behind him, and kind of does the slow clap like, oh, finally you got out of that ice, Superman. And I'm over here like, could I be inside the ice,
yes,
though?
We're like 115 right now here in Tucson, Arizona.
Yep.
We could use that. What, we find out the villain's name.
Yes, Mark... I want to call him Mark Maron, but that's a podcast man.
Who, his comic book name, though.
Oh, yes. The Weather Wizard.
Weather Wizard.
He's a wizard of weather.
Is that made up? Is that a real character?
Well, now I didn't Google it. I'm bad podcast Ben again.
Well, this villain is voiced by Miguel Ferrer. He is in Hot Shots. He's in, I believe, RoboCop 2. When you Google him, you'll recognize him. He plays a cop in a lot of roles. He's got the perfect, deep I don't know how to describe his voice. It's a very unique voice, and you'll reckon he passed away recently.
The Weather Wizard, according to Google, was first appeared in The Flash number 110 in December of 1959.
Well, all right, Weather Wizard.
You knew that had to be a character that either they made up for this episode or he was from deep in comic lore.
It's a name that does not roll as easily as Mr. Freeze.
Yep, it's
Weather Wizard.
It's no Captain Boomerang, even. No.
Yeah. I wish we had Captain Boomerang in this, but anyway. So now we know who the villain is. Let's go to his place.
Yep. So Superman and the Flash are trying to get inside. They figured out his sneaky deedles with the armbands. They've crushed their armbands, but they can't get in because now there's lightnings.
So let's go under the ground.
Under the ground.
Under the ground.
It's in the ground.
Under the ground.
Darling, it's dirty and it might hurty in this part of town.
Hey! Superman shows up. Weather Wizard zaps him with his wand. Oh, yeah, the Weather Wizard tried to kill his own brother.
Yeah, he was real mean to his brother. Because his brother said, you said you would borrow it for just like a little while, and I want to use it to help people, and you want to use it to kill superheroes.
Real dick move.
Yeah.
But the brother's saved.
Yeah, Weather Wizard says, well, then get out of here. And he does, but then he tries to kill him with snow.
Yeah.
It's mean.
And Flash, he goes real fast and drills under the earth and hops up where Superman is. You get a fight scene. The wand gets thrown into the orb.
Yep. There's air. There's wind everywhere. And there's a sky beam for a hot second. And then I forgot that in the 90s, a sky beam meant that everything was okay. For some reason, that changed in like the 2010, mid-2010s, to the sky beam means everything's real bad and we have to stop it.
Yeah.
But in this one, the sky beam means it's okay now.
There's a big explosion. The clouds depart. It's sunny and everyone's happy. They put the guy in jail, Weather Wizard.
Yep, and Superman says, you know what, Flash? When I first met you, I thought you were a jerk, but now I'm your friend.
Let's continue the race for charity!
For charity!
Well, tell Charity she can kiss my ass. By the way, your girlfriend has a stripper name.
So, on your marks, get set.
Want to ring the bell?
All right. Ding. Ding.
Go!
I don't think we actually freeze frame, but basically like a Rocky II freeze frame pastel ending.
It's kind of like the end of the Justice League movie, the Joss Whedon version. Thus ends Speed Demons.
It does. Kenny, does this episode hold up?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's an excuse to get two classics together.
Yeah, and I like this way of introducing the Flash. Let's not do an origin story. Let's not even bother trying to explain his powers. If you've come on us with us on this journey this far, you are willing to accept Flash Go Fast.
Yes.
And they were absolutely right. That's all I needed.
You said come on us.
I did, and I tried to change the subject, but you wouldn't let me, sneaky devil.
That's right.
That's why we hired you.
Well, let's find out how great this episode is with science, shall we?
Let's do!
I'm a disciple of science.
All right, we got our doodads on.
Yep, my giant hollow globe has a special firewall. You can't breach the IP protocol to make whirlwinds happen.
That's nice. You've also got a lovely Dyson air fan.
Yeah, I usually turn the fans off in this room when we record so as to minimize background noise. Fuck you guys.
Not today.
Not today. I think the weather wizard is attacking us right now to where I can't say his name.
Since it's so hot, let's put our lab coats on, but equal it out.
Yep. Pants
is off.
Oh. Ooh. Okay, finally. All right, and we've got our big sexy master list here. It's lucky number 13.
Okay,
13 episodes long as of right now. Let's make it longer when you come on us or whatever. Read the list, buddy.
All right, here we go. Little son of Krypton, little
It's your turn, motherfucker!
Damn it. Last son of Krypton, little piece of home, Prometheon, fun and games, the way of all flesh, blast from the past, tools of the trade, my girl, stolen memories, feeding time, main man, tears of crowd, mummy's alive, rah, 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 rah.
Now I want to see Superman babies with the pilot little son of Krypton.
Damn it.
It's harder than it looks. You have to say words fast.
Yeah.
All right. Random number generator. Is this episode Weather Wizard and His Wacky Pals better or worse than last week's episode, Prometheon, number 3?
No.
Nope. Not as good.
This is pretty.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, they do a lot of fun with the running around. The weather effects are fun.
Oh, yeah. Lots of good water effects.
Yeah. The whale, we kind of made fun of it, but it's a cool scene. It's meant to be a very cinematic, you know, awe-inspiring scene.
Yep. It's got a sense of fun and joy to it that I appreciate. It's very Silver Age, very campy, very silly, but very entertaining.
Yeah.
That said, Prometheon, I mean, we just sung its praises for you guys a week ago, but for us just now. And what a great double feature for us, TMS.
Yeah.
But on both of these episodes.
It was epic. Yep. Just a huge, fun monster.
Yep.
Monster of the Week episode.
Yep, but in the best possible way.
Yes.
All right. So in that case, is Speed Demers...
Demers?
Demers. Is it better or worse than number 9, Stolen Memories?
That was pretty epic, too.
Yeah. I think I would give it to Stolen Memories.
I would, too. There's a lot of creativity with those alien spaceships and the tech design. And I think that was animators having a lot of, like, fun.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that wasn't fun for this episode. But,
oh, yeah.
I think... creating the worlds of Brainiac.
Yeah.
That's pretty creative.
Yep. And there was so little Clancy Brown in this episode. There was no Clancy Brown.
No Clancy.
No Clancy.
You didn't have Clancy in the last one either.
No Clancy this week for us. Yeah. We'll get more Clancy later.
All right, we will.
We will. In the meantime, is Speedy Boys better or worse than a number 12, Two's a Crowd?
I think it is.
Yeah. Two's a Crowd had a villain that was dumb. But in this episode, you felt like everybody got together and said, hey, we're going to have the Flash in. That's really going to be the centerpiece of the episode. We just need a dude, preferably a Flash villain, that can pose some kind of threat, but then get off screen when we don't need you.
Yeah.
And that's what Weather Wizard was. It was fine.
I concur.
Yeah. All right. Is Flash and the Weather Watchers better or worse than number 11, The Main Man, Parts 1 and 2?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think this is a fun romp. Whereas Lobo felt kind of overstuffed.
Yeah. Lobo, and I know I always say this about two-parters, that would have been a great one-part. Just cherry-pick all the best scenes and just make it work in 22 minutes. I was ready to be done with Lobo about halfway through that second part.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah. All right. In that case, we have but one more decision left to make. Is Speed Pants and Thunder Boy number 10, Feeding Time? That was the first Parasite episode. Yeah.
I think Feeding Time is better.
I think it's close.
It's a tragic origin story to a villain.
Yeah.
I like that Jimmy had to help save the day using his investigative journalistic ability.
Yeah. Yeah, as I'm thinking back to that episode, it had some good bits, and the internal logic of the episode held together better.
Yeah.
I mean, which is not a knock against this episode. That's not what this episode's about. But when two episodes are this close, sometimes you have to pick the slimmest of margins to get the science going. So I'm going to go ahead and concur.
Okay. No knife fight.
No knife fight today. All right. Now I have to remember the real name of this episode so I can put it on the list proper. Speed Demons.
Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Yep. Crash. That's a movie, right?
Yes, it was. It won an Oscar. Best Picture.
Yes.
I had to think about it for a second.
Speed Demons is the new number 11, just below Feeding Time and just above the Main Man.
Okay.
And let's see what we're going to be maining next episode.
All right.
It's Livewire.
Okay, we get to see how that all started.
So yeah, this is all a little out of order. Somebody asked me on an internet forum recently, like, what is the proper viewing order of the DCAU? And I said, well, you should listen to my podcast and go episode by episode with us. Although, actually, our viewing order is probably not the ideal one, because you would probably want to, past a certain point, start alternating between Superman and Batman episode by episode to make sure you get your character introductions in the right order. But we're not doing that.
No. So we're going to actually see how Livewire came to be, which we had seen in a previous episode involving Batgirl back in the Batman podcast.
Yeah. So we'll get to see Livewire get bitten by a radioactive eel or something.
Right.
But in the meantime, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet? You can
find me at Wyski TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at HBI2K on Twitter or twitch.tv/BenCreighton, where, speaking of doing things fast, I play Link to the Past Randomizer very fast. It is a good game that I play in a speedy fashion. and in fact, I just yesterday, I had a race, and I won it, and I feel good about my victory.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
good for you.
But you can always find the two of us right here at anchor.fm/superrankings, where you can hit a button, subscribe on your podcatcher of choice, pledge us $1, $5, or $10 a month to help us keep the lights on and, much more importantly, the AC working.
Or you can give us a 5-star review. 5 stars.
George, I need all 5.
Please.
I can't finish unless you give me 5 stars.
Or tell a friend. Let the word spread. Get us in the matrix a little bit higher up.
Yep. Or, just listen next week for Livewire.
All right. Bye, everybody.